Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia.
Morena, morena.
Kei te pehi a koe?
Oh, kei te pai aho. Feeling good.
Good.
Feeling good, yeah.
Good to hear it. I'm excited for this. We're talking about Tangata Pai, which is a new show, right?
Yes, it's the new primetime series on 3 Now, created by Kiel McNaughton and Kiri Wakia, who are kind of like a really amazing couple and duo who have been behind a lot of great productions, TV, film, like Good Grief, The Legend of Baron To'a, Vai, Waru.
Mm.
Yeah, they're really great sort of producer, director, writer, showrunner team. And Tangata Pai is the newest offering. It's a primetime series on 3, and it's getting a lot of critical praise, particularly because I think at least 30% of it is the first primetime drama that has at least 30% Te Reo Māori. So watching the first episode, I think this is obviously why they released it on Te Wiki or Te Reo Māori. So it's a really great show, and it's set in and around the lives of 5 people, so it's an ensemble cast and how their lives collide in Taranaki Ngamotu when an explosion happens or a bomb happens during a peaceful protest, a land occupation, an anti-mining occupation in the area. So it goes, the first episode, we enter the lives of one, Ariana Osborne, who plays a Willa, a musician, who's sort of at a stage in her career where she's taking a more activist route with her music. And then you've got Siobhan Ruakere, who plays kind of an embattled, disillusioned nurse. And then you have a cop who's, you know, torn between, you know, duty and culture.
Mm.
And then you have like Jaden Daniels, who plays a protester who's got some things going on in his life as well, and an accident happens with his child. And then Nicole Kawana, who plays, and she kind of like, I think, is a really strong leader in this series, who plays like an embattled politician who again is kind of torn between duty and culture. So it goes between their lives and kind of their separate lives, but how they all converge and overlap in and around this moment. So the setup is really interesting. It's all, the segments are told in sort of eight minutes of their lives leading up to this bombing, which happens at the end of the first episode. And so it's only episode 1's been released. So I'm excited to see, you know, how they're all going to intersect coming into the rest of the 8-part series.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Te Reo Māori in here, and it seems like quite a cool way to signify that joining of Te Ao Māori and Te Ao Pākehā, right?
Totally, and it feels very like it's a very much like a contemporary story set in Aotearoa. I mean, it's a predominantly majority Māori cast, but it feels very like nothing feels kind of forced in the show. Like I think it's, the dialogue is really fluid. You know, they go between like Te Reo Māori and English. There's also a bit of sign language in there, which is really cool.
Mm.
But it just, I think the, you know, all of the actors, you know, do a brilliant job and just kind of being fluid in the dialogue. And I think Siobhan Ruakere, who's a real standout, she's like, I remember her being like, you know, on TV when I was young. She was obviously on Shortland Street, then she's kind of been a broadcast girly a little bit and on different shows. And I feel like she never ages. But I haven't really seen her in like a dramatic role for a while. And I think I'm really impressed with her performance, you know, just from the first episode, as this, you know, kind of disillusioned nurse going through a bit of grief, which I think will be revealed, her backstory will be revealed a bit more. But she was a real standout for me. I mean, all the cast is a really exceptional cast of, I think, familiar faces from, you know, Aotearoa screen, but there's also some newcomers as well. So it's a really nice ensemble. And it's also set, you know, down in Taranaki, Ngamotu. So a bit of a different setting, kind of from, you know, the Auckland Wellington-centric shows. Mm. It's nice to have a different setting. And I think, obviously, the land and the whenua and the place is really significant, obviously, to the land occupation that's happening as kind of the anchor point of the show and the plot. But it's just like a really beautiful scenery as well for the show to be set in.
Mm, kā rawe. And we've only had one episode out, and there's new episodes every Tuesday, is it?
Yeah, so new episodes every Tuesday night, so you've got time to catch up on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's their 40-ish minutes, so it's like a full, you know, primetime drama length, and it really is dramatic, which I really like, because I feel like New Zealand primetime dramas sometimes, like, they air too much into, like, the sort of Kiwi comedy. Like, I feel like we want to do the dramatic thing, then we're like, oh, we've got to, like, offset everything with sort of like a joke. And I feel like, you know, sometimes it works, but sometimes I'm just like, I really just want a drama.
Yeah.
And that to be drama first and foremost, with comedy kind of woven in. And I feel like the show, it really aims for that. Like, it does feel like a dramatic performances and a dramatic show. And there's bits of, you know, dialogue and humour, and obviously, you know, cultural humour woven throughout, but it is like a drama first, and I feel like it just feels like it's sort of elevating what New Zealand drama can be, particularly with, I think, coordinating, you know, an ensemble of five lives colliding in and around this land occupation. The characters feel very, like, fleshed out.
Mm.
And I'm excited to see, you know, where it goes for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it sounds like a great drama to really sink your teeth into. And I guess because there's some reo Māori throughout there as well, I'm guessing it's accompanied by subtitles for those who aren't as familiar with te reo Māori?
Yes, there are captions.
Right.
So closed captions are available, but it's really beautiful to hear the reo and, yeah, this, like, really, I think, dynamic contemporary drama.
Mm, what a cool way to expand your kite of kupu Māori this week.
Totally.
Just watching TV.
Great. Watching TV, you know, I think I heard someone who was like, if you want to learn a language, you know, now that's one of the best ways to do it, just to, like, absorb as much media as you can in that language.
Mm.
And this is a really great way, I think, to do that as well. It's really cool to, you know, see and hear the reo Māori on screen. And it's like something, yeah, like 30 or 40%. It feels really solidly in te reo Māori, like, when you watch it, it's great.
Mm. Ka pai. This is Tangata Pai that we're talking about, available on 3 Now. Thank you so much, Latia. It's always great to chat with you. And what a cool kaupapa this week. Tēnā koe.
Yeah. Tēnā koe. Ka kite. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Week. Have an awesome weekend. Talk soon.
You too. Bye.
View Master. Only on 95BFM.